change is what everyone's saying, McCain and Obama. But change is change, and there's not going to be a whole lot of change, no matter who is elected. But on the other hand, McCain is probably going to be who I would vote for, because at least I feel like I would live in a safe country. Chad Bradley, Charlottesville, Virginia.
My name is Melissa. I dig Biden. I do. I dig Biden. I think they are the yin and the yang. You know, they really balance each other. I think it was a really educated choice, because Biden brings a lot of experience to the ticket and a lot of foreign policy, and he's a total straight shooter. Obama balances him because he's very smooth and he's a great speaker and he has a lot of respect.
My name is Jim. It makes me cry. I worry about this Palin woman. She doesn't seem to have been vetted very well. And I just think in the coming weeks we'll see what she's really about. I don't think there's a lot there. And I think it's a wonderful thing that there's a woman on the ticket, but I just worry that a few people will look at that and think that that's enough to vote on.
I am a Republican, and I am considering both candidates. I'm from actually Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not from Charlottesville. I'm up visiting. Well, I was very disappointed in George Bush and what he has done over the last 8 years. I did not vote for George Bush because I'm glad I didn't in retrospect.
My name is Anita Heisterman. McCain talks about change, but he's been there 26 years and, you know, nothing has changed in the last 8 years. He's voted with Bush 90% of the time. So as former Governor Casey said, that's not a maverick, that's a sidekick. So I really think that they're trying to have it both ways. They're trying to go ultra-right wing and say that they're for the middle class and the common person, but I don't believe they are.
I favor Obama over McCain, but I've always been an independent. I've always voted third party because I think both of the major parties are giving into special interests. So I've always been independent, but because of the Supreme Court nominees that the next president will be making, I think I might have to go with Obama. And I think it's time for a change. I think, being black and having a different perspective on America as a whole, I think, with the increasing cultural diversity that we have in the country, I think it's time. If it looks clearly like Obama is going to win, then I'll vote third party. But if it looks like it might be a close election, I'll vote for Obama.